coming back to this present moment, here and now. Body is sitting, breathing, out breath and in breath. Sound of silence and awareness itself. We've been practicing together, following group practice routine for 7 days. Then today is the last day of all day practice period for this time. And when we come to the retreat, practicing either as a group or on our own, our experiences vary. Sometimes encouraging, rewarding, satisfying, clear, steady, energetic. Those that go to the category of positive ones, positive experiences. But also we know the other ones, discouraging ones. Feelings of frustration, heaviness, and low energy, lost, restlessness, just like even this 7 days of quiet period, noble silence, is already quite tough to some people. Just so much drive to do something, to talk, to do, to be engaged. Other difficult experiences, doubt, memories from the past, possibly heavy ones, difficult ones. Or memory of so-called good retreat, good meditation. Or sense of missing, longing. All these experiences of rather difficult ones, we can see it in the categories of nivarana, hindrances. If you are still new to the practice, at least we need to know the five of them: nivarana, karma chanta, sense desires, payabada, ill will, vichikicca, doubt, dinamita, sloth and torpor, or sleepiness, dullness, and uddaccha kukkuccha, restlessness, worries. Instead of seeing them as a problems, something wrong, in the context of right and wrong, or success and failure. But see them as just the conditions as they come, as they go, we experience all these hindrances to anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanent, unsatisfactory, non-self. We know it, at least intellectually, theoretically. But when we are in the middle of it, when we are under the full pressure of it, we really experience how difficult it can be. Forces of desire, anger, aversion, also doubt, doubt can be actually all five are challenges, but doubt can be seen as one of the most challenging ones because of the doubt we just cannot motivate ourselves. Anger, desire, at least we can see the problems, but doubt just to work through, to work with the motivation itself is not there, is not found. So the doubt is also a very painful state. And restlessness. 3 months period. We say this is special, precious, and peaceful time. But some of us might find it is very difficult just to survive almost. Feeling of boredom. Want to do something, cannot do this, cannot speak, cannot so the strong forces really affect us. And the other day I talked about the very tricky nature of sleepiness, dina, mitta. So all of this depends when, who. So intensity, difficulty changes. But again, we often see this as something wrong, almost like an enemy. Just like a word, hindrances. The word hindrance may convey that taste. But we need to remain in a place of awareness. It's not about seeing hindrances as something solid, not anatta, but atta, my problems. This mass of problem, something solid. But it is really coming and going. And this is why the Buddha taught the significance of Kanti, patience. Kanti, paramanta, potitika. This is the first line of Ovada Patimokkha. The patience is the highest practice. The second line is Nibbanam Paraman. Nibbana is the highest or the supreme. In a sense, our life as a monastics, nuns and monks, and a life of patience, like Rinpoche said, our practice is the one of earthworm. Our practice is of earthworm. Saida. It's not very impressive, inspiring image. Rather humbling. But it really conveys the nature of patience or how we can be impatient. And when we think of patience, it is true sometimes, at times, we need to endure with the sense of resolution, determination. But I found it's actually patience is almost like a synonym to kindness. Otherwise, patience can be seen as to suppress something heavy, colored by vibhava tanha, negative approach to the situation. I got to put up with this. It's not a peaceful state of mind. Rather, almost like sense of kindness, metta. So when we experience these challenges, difficulties, or hindrances, we may become lost. The power of those conditions. So when we need to be patient, we need to learn, we are learning where is our refuge, where is our safe place, where is our right place. Gently, patiently recognizing and returning to the place of awareness. But power of our old conditioning to be pulled to all those conditions or driven by those conditions, even being addicted. So, gently, patiently, and almost with the attitude of metta, kindness to ourselves, kindness to the situation, recognizing the present moment. Peace, not peace, the same value, same price, or the place of no price. As Rinpo just similarly, station and train, various trains come. As Anattarakkhana Sutta says, past, present, future, internal, external, inferior, superior, gross, subtle, near, far, all just come and go. We do not have to worry. We do not have to worry. They are what they are. And simply trusting and resting in this present moment in awareness.